number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on... It's bad when I look at a text right as I'm going on the air. How you doing? You good?
I'm well.
New year, new you.
I'm
right?
willing to die on this hill today, and I'm fine with that.
That's fine. Look, some people agree with you, and some people
that's
agree
fine.
With me, and that's whatever.
God bless America, baby. That's why this radio show is here. We are your 3-hour therapy.
Eric wants to weigh in. Hi, Eric. Oh, what's no. up?
Hey, Joe, I'm sorry. I don't agree with you, Joe, and here's
it's
why.
Joe.
A couple of reasons. Yeah, I almost called you Joe, so I'm sorry.
But hold on a second.
Here's the thing, because last week in the game against the Saints, there were times Cam Ward had more than 4 seconds to throw the ball, and I was saying, take off, run, because times he's throwing the ball, the receivers weren't catching the ball, and there was other times where he stands back there, takes too long to get rid of the ball to get sacked. And the way he got sacked, he could get hurt back there. I mean, it's like you got to put dress on the quarterback. But then I remember Steve McNair, he threw his body all over the field. He played hurt. Vince Young, you talk about Patrick Mahomes, the guys that continue to scramble. And I agree, he's not those guys. But still, if you've got the opportunity to run, you have got to run.
All right, so here's the deal. You're in the pocket break, so you take off running. You have the option to slide, right? And that's fine. Every quarterback should slide. They know that. On an RPO like that around the end, if I'm the safety coming up, I'm going to try to decapitate you. I'm going to try to injure you as bad as I – it's football. And if that's not your mindset, then get out of there. That was a design play to have him run. I just don't think we need – and I'm being part of the team – designed to do that. I've got no problem he takes off running when the pocket breaks down because he can slide. This is a design play for you to run. And you know this, Eric. You've been down there. These are big men. And they're trying to hurt you. So that's my only thing.
I mean, I get it. But my thing is, I mean, I hate that he got hurt, period. But at least I'm glad that he didn't get hurt early in the season, especially with the backup quarterback we had in Brandon Allen. First time in history I heard where he threw the ball, I guess his 30 times had less than 100 yards passing. So, I mean, you don't want to see that, period.
Right.
But, again, it's like, you know, we don't have the weaponry. I mean, the secondary is terrible. You had Corey Levin get hurt. I mean, unfortunately, injuries is a part of the game. And, you know, and also ask Joe Burrow. I mean, I feel bad for him. He's never had a good offensive line, constantly getting hit. I mean, he's not a scrambler. I mean,
right.
It could be a lot worse. I mean, you're going to get hurt. So,
and that's the thing, Eric. Ward's not a scrambler. Yeah. Right? He's not he's a good quarterback with a good arm. You don't see Joe Burrow doing RPOs.
Yeah, but still, I have no problem with that. It's you get hurt. I hate that he got hurt, but I have no problem with what he did yesterday. It's football, and it's an unfortunate thing that can happen. So
right.
I can't be a hypocrite and get upset when he takes off in the pocket or design play. He on the run play gets hurt. When last week I was saying you got to take off and run because you don't want to be standing back there. You might get hit or sacked, or he was having trouble getting balls to receiver. I was even shouting to take off and run, so I can't then turn around and say, well, I don't want you doing design runs or any type of running. So I feel like if I did that, then I'd be a hypocrite. Guys, y'all take care. We'll talk to you again soon. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it. I'm laughing at a few things.
It's okay.
But I just read a tweet from Kaharski that you're going to laugh at.
Sure.
So they had the player availability and then Mike McCoy and everything. Mike McCoy said he wants to thank the fans for the support through a difficult season and says that he thought everyone did a good job with growth over 11 games. And look, I will say this. I don't want Mike McCoy as the regular head coach, but considering what he inherited and considering how they played and even got a couple of wins, that guy deserves, you know, he did a great job in a really tough situation. So I will give him a ton of credit there. But if you want to give him an interview to make him feel better, fine. He does not need to be considered to be the full-time head coach. This is the one that'll make you laugh. Paul Kaharski. L'Jarius Sneed was in the locker room, said he'd be back for us to talk, disappeared.
He did the old Irish goodbye. I love it.
Because he knows he ain't going to be back.
Right now he's driving down I-40 like, suckers, all sitting around his locker. Good for him. What's he going
to
say?
Let's see. Kaharski says, players have to build it, but the coach has to maintain it, hold you accountable. That's Cam Ward on the culture. Kaharski says, Arden Key said he anticipates the Titans wanting him back. I don't know if I agree with that.
Yeah.
We'll see. Jeffrey Simmons, my plan is to be here when the head coach is here, maybe not for the whole offseason. Whatever. He can do whatever he wants.
Right. Let me ask you this. And I asked Chris Sanders this yesterday. I think somebody makes Borgonzi an offer in the offseason for Jeffrey Simmons where you can't say no.
If that's the case, do it. But, I mean, you have got to blow
imagine,
them
like, the
away.
Niners, the Rams, somebody makes them an
it's
offer.
It's got to be one of those trades where when they make it, everybody looks at the other team and goes, you are stupid. You got fleeced by the Titans. Like, it has to be that.
Yeah.
For me to even consider it. Otherwise, you got to use him as a building block. I'm not saying no to it.
Right.
But it's got to be, like, just, oh, my God, you can't say no.
Because the argument is, he's the best defensive player in football. He still went 3-14.
Yeah.
Right?
He should be an all-pro. I hope he's an all-pro.
So if you can get 4 or 5 assets back and then move your draft around and get at least 4 players for him.
Yes.
Draft choices or players that play, you got to do it.
Including a first-round pick.
Maybe
two.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be again, they're going to get on ESPN or NFL Network and go, what the hell was that team thinking?
Look at what the Panthers did to get Bryce Young. That was you're like, that trade's terrible.
Is that DJ Moore? And
yeah. Pretty good now.
Yeah.
Panthers,
yeah.
I mean, so you look at it, and if the other team, I would not trade him within the conference. I don't want to see him only in the Super Bowl, right, if you make it that far. So the Bears would love, right? Would the Bears not love Jeffrey Simmons? Now, I know you get a late-round draft choice for that, but then you got to pick 4th, and you got to pick maybe 28th or 29th. You could move that, trade some other assets, move up in the first round, have 2 picks in the top. I mean, there's all these opportunities you can have doing this. But I'm telling you, I think a team makes an offer for Jeffrey Simmons that the Titans cannot turn down.
You got me thinking now. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know what that would look like. Like, you know, the one where Borgonzi can't say no. Because, again, he had 11 sacks as a defensive tackle, which doesn't happen. Like, that's ridiculous.
You're right, man.
And he was double-teamed on pretty much every play.
Exactly.
I'm going to give Jeffrey Simmons a lot of credit because he did a little too much bitching for my liking before, but he kind of backed it up this year. And he deserves credit for that. So,
yeah. I
think he grew as a leader. I think he matured. I think he let some of the little things – now, there, you know, he had some posts every now and then, and that's fine. But I think he let some of the little things that used to get to him roll off his back more, and then he backed it up on the field.
Doesn't Jerry have 2 number ones because of the Micah Parsons trade?
Did they not – I think they – did they not send one of those to the Jets to get Quinnen Williams?
Maybe. But why not Cowboys? You put Quinnen Williams and Jeffrey
Simmons? The Jets have 2. The Jets have 2 first-rounders.
God, they're so terrible. I mean, Chase, they went a whole season without 17 games the Jets did without an interception. Not one interception. But if I'm Jerry, I look and say, hey, Jeff Simmons, Quinnen Williams on the inside, give the number one pickup, boom, there you go. I just think somebody's going to make an offer for him going forward. That's what's going to happen. And then you start rebuilding, man. Take the assets, let Borgonzi cook. I hate that stupid phrase.
Yeah, we need to retire that.
Guys in, right?
So that's another – all right, let's play the what-if game. Let's say Matt Nagy gets named the head coach by this time next week.
Okay.
He is the head coach. Then what? We'll discuss that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Monday. So let's say, and by the way, I just asked somebody, but you can't say no trade. I would say look at the Quinnen Williams trade. Cowboys sent 2 picks and Mazi Smith to the Jets and got Quinnen Williams. It'd have to be somewhere along. They got a 1st and a 2nd.
Yeah.
So it'd have to be somewhere along those lines.
Yeah.
I think better than that.
Sure, but I think somebody's going to do that, and then you've got to take that offer. Look, he's great, but your football team still won 3 games.
Yeah,
and that was it. So let him be happy and then go out and start rebuilding this football team immediately. Look, you can look at Carolina. I mean, there are some things you can look at. I think I told you this the other night. The difference between Seattle right now, which is the top team in the NFL, and the Titans is night and day. It's vast, right? So you know where you are. Start building it back right now. It's okay. Season's over with. Start building it back. Use what you got. Use the assets. Get draft capital. And Borgonzi, go out and get the right guys in here.
615-737-1025. All right. So let's say this. They hire Matt Nagy. He's introduced next week sometime. They got – they have the most cap space, I think, or second most, something like that. They
Titans?
Yeah.
Something like that.
They got a ton of cap space to work with. You got the fourth overall pick. So now what?
First question asked, who's calling the plays?
That's a great question.
Who's calling the plays?
If it's Matt Nagy, I'm okay with that because he's done it before.
He's done it before.
Yep.
And then he went back and spent – the last six seasons with the Chiefs? Did he get fired in 19?
I thought it was that.
Or is it 21? I don't remember. Something
on.
Like that.
Hang on.
But he went back and then went back to where he was with the Chiefs and did more of all that. I think he
was fired from the Bears in 2021.
Okay. So he was there how long? 18 to 21?
Yep.
All right. So four seasons. Then you go back and you win two Super Bowls with the Chiefs.
And keep in mind, he was with Andy Reid going back to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So
he knows football.
He was a coaching intern 2008, 2009 with the Eagles.
You know, and you talk about he did things in Chicago that rubbed people the wrong way. Robert Saleh said the same thing, like, hey, when I was with the Jets, I was told to do this, told to do that. If I get opportunity again, I'm doing it my way.
Yeah.
So maybe that's with Matt Nagy. Maybe the Hallis family, the McCaskies, like, do this and do that. He's like, tired of this. And now he comes here.
Can I tell you something else I like, too? When I read a guy's bio.
Cherry pie.
Yeah, I do like that. When I read someone's bio and they have high school football coaching experience.
Right, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Like, I like that because that is truly, like, you are starting – at the bottom and working your way up.
And look what you are now. Yeah.
And I just think there's something to be said about that.
Yeah. So I think he gets in here. Who calls plays? Who's your staff is next? But I think it's important. Who's calling plays? Who's working with Cam Ward?
Do you think there's any chance at all that – like, I think Brian Daboll is going to be an OC. I don't think he's getting another head coaching job this cycle. He might get another chance one day, but I think he has to go be an OC. If Joe Brady gets a job, my guess is he goes back to the Bills.
Could. He might be the Bills coach.
Maybe. But if he is available and Nagy's like, I'm going to focus on being a head coach and I'm going to bring in somebody to call plays, I'd consider Brian Daboll. I'd consider Kevin Stefanski if he doesn't get a head coaching job this cycle, which I kind of think he's going to. But,
right.
But if he doesn't, I would consider that. I would consider Jim Schwartz to run the defense. I would consider keeping Denard Wilson to run the defense as well. So there's a couple of different
– you got
to
make a decision, pal. Schwartz or Denard Wilson? You got to make a decision.
Schwartz, all day.
Daboll, Stefanski to run the – or Mike McDaniel if he gets fired to run the offense. These are hypotheticals, but I don't care.
Are any of those in the Reed tree? Because, I mean, that's
– I think McDaniels is an OC. He's part of the McVay tree.
Yeah.
I think he would develop a good relationship with Cam Ward.
I agree.
I think it'd be really good. And you're – look, you don't have to worry about anything else.
I don't think he's getting fired.
He's not.
I don't think he's getting fired.
Unless Troy Aikman says so. Which is another.
That's an interesting thing.
So we had this on our. We had a lengthy pre-show meeting that Dr. Crane runs at mandatory attendance.
Thank you for bringing those little chocolate pies too. That was really nice.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you ate like five of them. Did you black out?
No, I ate Christmas trees.
You obviously blacked out.
I'm kidding.
Oh God, I'm mad about Cam Ward running. I'm pissed about this. All right,
yeah, didn't bring him. Sorry.
So Troy Aikman's being hired for the Dolphins to help their GM search. Rumors are Matt Ryan's going back to Atlanta to be their president, right? And you got Tom Brady helping out the Raiders. What former Titan would you like to see as president of operations? What form? Now you're not making.
Do we have to give that title? Like, can we just say you're coming in to consult and help?
No, I like the president because that you the same title that Brady has that Matt Ryan has, president of football operations. You're not making any decisions.
Matt Ryan has a title?
I think that's the rumor. They're getting him that title. President.
With Atlanta?
Yeah, is that right, Dr. Crane? Do you see that? Am I missing this?
What was that last part? I'm sorry.
Matt Ryan? Did I saw that, right? I mean, Matt
Ryan?
Yeah,
there was something about him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In Atlanta? Yeah, they want to
bring. Expected to be hired as Falcons president of football.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So you just deal with that part and you talk to the owner. What former Titan would you like to see in that role? And I got one. I texted you earlier. I got one guy I would love to see the Titans hire in that role as a president slash football operation. And you're right, slash kind of consultant, talk to, but maybe a community guy. I mean, you're not making decisions.
It has to be a player.
Former player. There's one out there. I would hire today. I would call him during the show and say, I need you to come help me. If I'm Amy Adams Strunk, I call this one player.
Who?
Keith Bullock.
It's not a bad one.
Everybody, look, that dude gave his heart and soul for this football team. I would hire Keith Bullock as a consultant slash president. He knows football. He's highly intelligent. He's well-respected. I'm hiring Keith Bullock. Today.
That's a pretty good one.
You can't get Eddie. Eddie's coaching football.
Yeah.
He's doing his thing. I'd still hire Bullock over Eddie.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, we've had Bullock on, conversation. That dude is smart. He's a smart guy.
I'm trying to think through this for a second because I do have one, but let me think a second.
Don't say Taylor Lewan.
I'm not saying Taylor Lewan.
You're smarter than that.
Because there's a few that come to mind that I actually think would be at that. Neil O'Donnell. I think Neil O'Donnell would be good at that.
Okay.
He's run his own business since he got out of football, but he's a good football mind. Was very underrated of how important he was on those teams. I mean, so I think he's one. I think this is a really good question.
I mean, it's a cool thing happening around the league now. Aikman, yeah. Ryan, Tom Brady.
I mean, look, I'm not saying this out of bias. I do think Derek would be good at that because I think Derek under D-Mace, I think Derek understands that organization, and Derek understands what it takes to be a winner.
Okay.
Now, I'd hate to obviously lose him here, but I think a lot of the reasons that you bring up with Keith, I would apply to Derek. So that's one. Man, that's a really, really good – would Ryan Tannehill be considered?
Maybe. I mean, he had a nice career. Made a lot of money, but he's pretty damn smart. Tannehill's not bad.
Yeah.
Joe Rexroad. Tannehill is not.
I mean, everybody looks at quarterbacks too, just because quarterbacks have to see the whole field, and like if you're the quarterback, you have a relationship with the whole team.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking to the defense. You're talking to the offense, obviously. So, I mean, you kind of know the ins and outs. And I'm not saying that another position wouldn't, but, like, quarterback, you know, you're the guy.
That's right.
You're the CEO.
You are.
So, I mean, I don't – obviously, God rest his soul, I don't think that would have been a Steve kind of thing.
No.
I think Steve was kind of the quiet, you know. But – that's why
I think the title now is like ambassador.
Yeah.
He'd have been a great ambassador for the team and all that.
I think of the former quarterbacks of the Titans. I mean, Matt Hasselbeck could be good at that, but he wasn't here very long.
That's the thing. There's not really a quarterback to say like an Aikman, a Brady, a Matt Ryan, somebody that just.
I mean, Tannehill is probably the closest thing to that.
Yeah.
I mean, because again, people are always going to remember the 3-pick playoff game, but. He was the second best quarterback the Tennessee Titans ever had.
Amen. I just think it's – and I did – I went down old rosters and looking at players, but I think Bullock is the one that always kept rising to the top. He's the one that kept rising. The guy is so smart.
sorry. So let me pull this up for a second. The Arizona Cardinals, we mentioned that they they made a change.
Yeah, fired a coach that none of us knew who it was.
Yeah, yesterday was his birthday. Oh. So It was yesterday at 8:40 a.m. they tweeted Jonathan Gannon, happy birthday. And then 24 hours later, they tweeted the Cardinals had parted ways with Jonathan.
Who was the coach Munchak fired on his birthday?
Chris Palmer.
Yep. Hey, got a little happy birthday, boss. Got a little something for you in your drawer. And then, oh, thank you, coach. Go in there. It's a pink slip. See ya. Take care of yourself.
Oh, man. All right. So a lot of people have weighed in on this. Wes in Clarksville goes Jeff Fisher, but that's why I say you're saying player.
Player, yeah.
Because I would just consider for this player. I would consider Jeff.
Just for this player.
5-3-5-3, Eddie George.
But hold on. You said something the other day, which I was like, nah. You asked me, you think Amy Adams Strunk has reached out to Fisher?
Yeah, I just wonder.
And I'm just, with all these decisions being, I was like, her say, tell me what's wrong. I know she wouldn't do it.
I think someone that's not directly in the organization right now got to her and said, Amy, you got to fix this and you got to do it fast. You have no direction right now.
Would that be something I think Fisher would tell her that.
I think there are two people. Here's the difference. Okay. Right. Here's the difference. Anyone can tell her that. But I think there are two people on the face of this earth that are not directly involved in the organization that could tell her that and actually get away with it. And her listen.
Jeff one?
I think Jeff is one of them. I think Steve Underwood is the other.
Okay.
And if Floyd was still here, he would have been the third. But I think it's a short, short list.
I think she called him and said, tell me what's wrong. And he said, nobody knows who's leading the direction.
Yep.
And it's all clear now who's leading the team. It's all clear.
Yep.
Who knows, man?
And when you read the statement, and it basically says, and I don't have it in front of me, so I'm paraphrasing, but it says that makes the most sense to our fans, our team, and to me.
Right.
Essentially, is like, okay. Because what tells me is I think the reason she went the other way before is I think somebody might have influenced it. But I don't know. Or maybe she decided of, hey, this is how this needs to be.
Right.
You know, there might be another person that she would listen to on this, but I don't know if
say it,
it's
man.
This person. He'll join us in 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
It's been around a long time.
But the question
been
is
around her dad.
Right. The question is ex-player, not an ex-coach. To fill that role like a Matt Ryan, Brady, or Aikman's doing right now with those teams.
Yeah.
Player.
Here is a good point, though. 8836 said Fisher was a heavy advocate for Rand Carthon. So he was. He definitely was.
Because he hired him. He gave Rand his first job.
He did.
I mean, here's an example, which is on the same level. Like, I love your success. I love Chase McCabe's success. You know why? Because you were an intern for me.
Right.
And I saw the work you put in. So it's the same thing with Fisher and Rand Carthon. I mean, I saw the success. I saw how you busted your ass and you worked and worked and worked. So I'm proud of your success. I think that's the same way Fisher was as well.
I'm going to read Thomas's text. You texted in, so I'm going to read it. Are you guys just throwing former Titans names out there? Seriously, please put a little more thought into this before you name people like Derek Mason. Very respectable Titan. However, since he is a local radio host, you should be aware that he was all aboard the Shador Sanders train last year. Do you really want someone like that leading as the president of your team? Come on now. I'm going to be honest with you. Shador Sanders played better at times than Cam Ward did.
Yes, he did.
So,
yep.
No, Thomas, I'm not just throwing things out there. I'm a radio host that actually hired Derek to be the afternoon show host, and I'm putting a lot of thought into it because I've talked to Derek in, you know, different settings. It was a question Joe threw out there, and I think it's an interesting one of former Titans that you think could help.
Seems to be all the rage now. Right.
And look, you made a joke. Some people are going to say Taylor Lewan. Like, we got one on the text line, and that's fine. I'll disagree with that, but he's also, I mean, where I will say this, he's also lived this era. Like, he knows Amy. He knows this structure. You know, and one thing to consider is, you know, Keith and Derek and Eddie and all these guys have kind of been on the periphery of this era. and they see her at certain events and talk to her at certain events, you know, guys like LaJuan and Tannehill, like, they were in the building when it was going on. So that is something to consider if you're being serious about this.
I don't – I'll pass on LaJuan.
I'm with you. I'm with – I like Taylor as a player, but, mm-hmm. like – but that's my thing. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Chase and Big Joe, 1025 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 1025 The Game. Here on this Monday. Tua Tagovailoa was asked if he's hoping for a fresh start. He said, quote, "That would be dope. I would be good with it."
Now, what kind of dope is this?
I think it's what the kids say. Like, that
okay.
would be cool.
All right.
Ball's in his court.
I guess.
I mean, they owe him $45 million if they trade him. If they cut him, he's like $56 million.
Right.
He said, sure, I'll go somewhere else.
Whatever y'all want to do, I'm good. Thank you.
You could have my popcorn at the movie theater if you want to.
I wouldn't. I mean,
would you trade for him, though?
No.
No, that's why he said, sure, that'd be dope. Go somewhere else. Because they got to get rid of him. They have to pay him.
Is Quinn Ewers the answer?
No.
Well, we know where the number Raiders have number one pick. We know who they're taking. That Mendoza's gone.
Yep.
So now you look at the other quarterback that's out there. I mean, you can go out and find one. It's cute. Quinn Ewers, your guy.
I mean, now because Arch isn't coming out. Ty Simpson hasn't said yet, but I think he's going back to college. He needs to. The kid from Oregon hasn't said he's coming out yet.
Let me ask you something. What if, and I saw this last night, somebody threw
and here's
it out
the
there.
Thing. If I call you the kid from your school and can't remember your name, that means you're not ready for the NFL.
Right. What if Ty Simpson entered the portal and went to Tennessee?
Isn't that rumor out there?
I saw it last night. I'm like, yeah. I mean.
Again, yeah. Okay. It goes back to my crazy theory of DeBoer jumping out and going into the NFL, which I think would be stupid. It'd be stupid for an NFL team, but for him, if he went and it didn't work, he could go back to college and have his pick. And then he doesn't have to live with the, I'm the guy that followed Nick Saban, because you'd
right.
move on from that.
If he did do that, hire a NFL veteran staff.
Correct.
Like, hire a top
coordinator. I would get a former head coach. Like, I tell you who I'd hire if I'm him. I'd get Jim Schwartz to run the defense. You go get a veteran guy that's been a head coach but also really respected and, you know, could run the defense, and you have a defensive head coach, and then even get experienced offensive guys too. But look, I'm not saying it will happen. I'm just saying don't completely dismiss that, because, and it's a hot take, but connect some dots.
Sizzle.
Oh, it's a million degrees.
It is. So. But again, I want somebody to throw out there a question we had before. Who would the Titans hire? Like, again, Dolphins have hired Troy Aikman to help with the GM search. Falcons are hiring Matt Ryan be their president. Brady's already helping out the Raiders, partial owner, making decisions. Who would you like to see football-wise with the Titans? I threw out Keith Bullock helping out. Got to be a player. Got to be a player. And I haven't found one that tops that yet.
5956 says, Troy Aikman makes no sense. Why not Dan Marino in Miami? Thoughts, please.
Marino's already there. I think they just want to get an outside look at this. Marino's still active with
us. Here's
the
other thing, too. Okay, well, I didn't know that. Because I think people forget sometimes that sometimes a guy can tell you, hey, I'm good on the golf course. I got no interest.
Yeah.
I mean, they could tell you no. So, I think Troy's a smart guy. So, he might tell you the right direction. Our buddy Ricky says, and I don't think this is crazy, Miami figures out a way to trade for Lamar. Because I think Baltimore, it might be time for Bishotti to hit reset. And they got a good organization there. Hit reset. Let Harbaugh retire or whatever you want to say. Send him his flowers on the way out. You trade Lamar. You figure out what you want to do with Derek. And you just kind of reset that thing.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, because if you traded Lamar, I mean, you're getting a first at least.
Somebody sent me a note. Ben Jones. I don't think Ben Jones wants that role.
No, but that's a good I mean, I didn't take the question as they would want that role. It's just who would you throw out there? Yeah. I think Ben Jones is an excellent one.
Yeah. Correct position. Probably Kevin Mawai.
Yeah. Mawai's not a bad one. That's not a bad
Get
one.
You.
Out of the, guy.
Out of the bullpen.
That is not a bad one.
Out of the bullpen, Dr. Crane. Yeah, Mawai's not bad. Where is he now?
Lipscomb.
I think, no.
He's not Lipscomb.
Not anymore.
He got fired like 3 years ago. Bless you. That was like four thing. Probations ago. Where is he? He was at Arizona State with Herm Edwards.
Oh, here's a good one. Ooh, 2104, Vandenbosch.
Not bad.
That's not a bad one. 4828, Brett Kern.
Pass.
He's coaching at FRA.
I don't care. He's a punter. Pass.
Stop. Byron, of course, says one that did not play for the Titans.
man. Man, I got nothing. I got no pass on.
Do
Tate
you know
Manning.
That I find myself doing that now?
I do
like
not.
Like involuntarily.
Like to my cat, I'm like, man, what's up, man? Smack him around.
I did karaoke the other night at my favorite place, and I sang Elvis, and I was like, man, we're gonna go down to Memphis, man.
What'd you sing?
Burning Love.
Hell yeah, you did, by Dennis Lindy. Lord Almighty.
I feel the tears rising.
Oh yeah,
yeah, baby. Thank you very much.
No, Mawai is great. His last thing was Lipscomb in 23. He's not necessarily what he's doing now.
Yeah.
It's not a bad one.
I don't know. I'm just curious. Now, the offseason fascinates me because you look at all these teams, including the Titans, that need to make moves. But the domino effect. Like if Baltimore is like, hey, we're gonna blow it up. We're gonna reset because they got a lot of veteran guys and they could. They're the one organization that I would actually trust to tear it down close to the studs and rebuild it within 3 years. I actually think they have the right people to do that.
Here's another one that somebody sent me. Because Aikman's still broadcasting, Jason McCourty.
Yeah. That's not a bad one either.
He's here from 09 to, I think, 16.
Yeah.
He's still
a smart guy. I like Jason. I mean, look, you could put – I'll tell you another one. Jarrell Casey. He was always a guy that you could tell knew what was going on. Now, sometimes he wouldn't want to talk to you, but
yeah,
he knew what was up. So that's one.
Yeah.
Both former player show hosts here at 102.5.
Right. I like Mawai. I think he's in the running with Bullock.
Mawai might be my favorite one.
Not bad. Former president. I think the Titans cut him because he was president of the NFLPA at the time.
I think so, too.
Then the lockout happened.
And they knew how contentious it was going to get.
Show did.
Nevada Josh says, what about the Hasselbeck brothers? Tim's good. Tim's happy.
I think Matt would be good for Seattle.
Matt would be good for Seattle, yeah.
Yep.
4828, Blaine Bishop.
Not bad.
Not a bad one. I mean, I do wonder.
Now, just don't go down naming ex-great guys.
No,
I mean,
right.
I've got guys that need to have an input on something.
Like, as Thomas said, put some thought into it. But, there are several that I think could be good at it.
I don't know. Mawai's good. I really like Keith Bullock. I think he should be the next name or number in the Ring of Honor that they should do that because that guy just – he gave you everything he had, man, for 10 seasons. Gave you everything you had. He was a leader, such a good player, so respected. He's so intelligent, man. I really like him, and I would love to see him in that sort of role that happens.
0862 says Mariachi. I think they mean Mary.
No. That dude's not a leader.
Yeah.
Great guy, not a leader.
He's a great guy.
Probably not what you want than mine. Came in, pulled him out, got out. 1 hour. God, mine's terrible. I'm working on it.
6-1. Kevin Dyson's another one. That's an interesting one. He's an admin. He's been an AD.
That's not a bad one.
Dr. Dyson. He knows.
He's opening a brand new school, like a charter school here in Nashville.
Yeah. I'll never forget, like, year after I graduated FRA, I was coming back and, like, helping kind of get some broadcast stuff going, and he was an assistant. He was there for 1 year. And I was like, this is so cool, Kevin Dyson. And he was great. He was, like, the nicest dude working with the kids. Like, it was awesome. I think he had just moved back. 615-737-1025. It's Chase and Big Joe. We'll wrap up hour number two next. Chase and Big Joe, 1025, the game here on this Monday. 615-737-1025, talking Titans coaches. Somebody on Twitter has put out a few predictions on coaching hires, and one has the Titans with Kevin Stefanski.
I still say
Matt Nagy.
It's going to be Matt Nagy. I'd be shocked if it's not Matt Nagy as the next head coach of your Tennessee Titans. I mean, that'd be the one. I personally love to see Robert Saleh here because he's not taking any of your nonsense. I'd love to see that. I'd love to get back to go to practice over Titans during the summer and hear a coach just jumping somebody's ass like Jim Washburn did. It'd be great. I mean, you need that. We go back. I default all the time. We were doing the show out there when Simmons got in the big brawl that one day, and Callahan was like, calm down now, Jeff. We don't need this out here. And they're like, he should be tossed out of practice. Didn't do it. I'm like, this is not going to work. And didn't work.
Yep.
Year and a half later, didn't work. And Amy's still paying on him. Go back to the thing in the Raiders are paying how many people now? I find this fascinating, too.
They're paying like $50 million to former coaches, which.
So Gruden
Chip
still?
Chip Kelly, Gruden.
Antonio Pierce.
Now Pete Carroll.
And there's one more that we left out.
McDaniels. Yeah.
So you think Amy Adams is paying out people. I mean, that's because you can't get something together there. So with Brady in the mix out there, I mean, who does – look, and Antonio Pierce is being mentioned for the Giants job. We talked to Tim Hasselbeck about him. Tim Hasselbeck loved Antonio Pierce. There's just some places you're not going to win, man. And the Raiders looks like that's a quagmire out there. They've not done anything well in a long time. They've been to one playoff since they made the Super Bowl in the 2002 season. One playoff. The Jets are a disaster. That's not going to work there. So in this coaching cycle, you look at what you want to go. If your options, Falcons, Titans. Those are the two. I'm not doing Browns. I'm not doing the Cardinals. Yeah. I'm not doing the Giants. I'm not doing that nonsense. That's where I'm going.
I mean, I definitely, yeah.
Read the graphic behind you up top. What does it say? GM
John Spytek and minority owner Tom Brady will lead the head coaching search. Looking for new head coach. And do we think that was GM John Spytek's decision or was minority owner Tom Brady like, hey, Johnny, I'll help you on this coaching search. Okay, cool. When do you want to get started? I'll call you. I'll let you know.
And look, they could have had Vrabel. That was his boy last year. Brady was on the search for Pete Carroll. He was part of that search. Didn't work out. I mean, who do you think Tom Brady wants to be the head coach of the Raiders?
You know, he won't do it, but it'll be the funniest thing in the world if he did.
Belichick.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Like Bill O'Brien. But, like, I mean, you go from – how old is Belichick? Like 72. So you go from a 74-year-old to a 72-year-old, which doesn't matter if they're the right guy. But, like
– now you got my head spinning.
Saban.
I mean, my head spinning. Wow.
I mean, look, they're not going to bring McDaniels back. Because he had already bought into the team, I think, when that flamed out. Who are other guys he has connections to that he may like? Bill O'Brien. Was Daboll there?
Yeah. Yep. I think so.
Wasn't Daboll on the Patriots staff?
I think they won one year. I think he was there 1 year. That's the year they won the Super Bowl.
To Alabama or?
I think he left Alabama, went to the Patriots, didn't he? He was there the Super Bowl year of 18.
Yeah, he was there from 2013 to 2016 as the tight ends coach.
Okay.
And then he was there 02 to 06, or no, 2000 to 06 in different.
Daboll.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay, you can maybe put that in there.
Patricia?
Patricia, that was the guy I was trying to think of. Could be one. He's where is he now? He's Ohio State yeah.
defensive coordinator. Yeah. He's got all the time in the world now. Nothing's on his calendar. I love this. This is great.
This is NBC Sports. Rumors fly of Brian Flores, he's another one, to the Raiders with Brian Daboll as the OC.
Win-win.
Now, what's on paper, I wouldn't hate that.
What's Flores' lawsuit with the NFL?
I think it's all
It's still all there. Done. No, it's still out there.
Is it?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's interesting. So this is probably coming from Florio. That with the infusion of Patriot DNA dramatically altering the situation in New England where 2 years of 4-13 have become 13-3, could the Raiders do the same thing?
So Daboll, you got one job. You and Mendoza best friends.
As the chatter goes, Flores would be the head coach and former Giants coach Brian Daboll would be the offensive coordinator. Like Flores, Daboll has extensive experience with the Patriot way. Daboll was there for the first three Super Bowl wins of the Brady Belichick era and for two of the second trio of championships. So he's got five.
All right, there you go.
Brady and Flores are believed to have a good relationship. Flores was among those in Miami who wanted to bring Brady to the town after his time in Tampa.
That's right. All connected, Chaser.
That said, the Brian Flores lawsuit blew up the revised plan to pair Brady with Sean Payton, an effort that resulted in a massive tampering punishment, including the loss of a first-round pick and a $1.5 million fine and a six-week suspension of owner Stephen Ross. The Flores lawsuit is still pending for some teams, including those who are named defendants to the case, Giants, Broncos, Texans, and Dolphins. That would be an issue. For a team like the Raiders, which has a history of litigation against the league,
right. It
may not matter, especially after the manner which someone saw fit to force out John Gruden in 2021.
Man, all this drama is better than local national television news stations.
right? We're not going to talk about that.
No, it's been 5 minutes not talking about it.
Man, that's interesting. Look, on paper, I don't hate that because I actually think Flores is a good coach.
Hey, look, the thing is, Mendoza, that's your guy. Mm-hmm. That's your guy going forward. Brady's already leaked it out there about how much he loves Mendoza. And Daboll's a pretty damn good OC.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there you go, man.
You let Flores be the head coach and run the defense or put in the defense. You bring in some names you've probably heard before to be assistants.
Mm-hmm.
And you let them run.
That's it. Good for the Raiders.
It's not a terrible idea.
Not at all.
Who was it that was Brady's backup in New England forever?
Jared Stidham?
No.
No, it was Bobby something.
No.
Jimmy Garoppolo?
No. He had like three or four different stints with him.
He was
with
the Browns.
There forever. Yep.
It's not Bobby. What's his name?
Bald guy.
Yes. He's with the Texans for a spiel.
Brian Hoyer.
Hoyer.
That's it.
Yeah. Like, what's he doing? Is he coaching? Could he be something?
Maybe. I'm sure he's stuck around somewhere.
Yeah, Brian Hoyer. That's who it is. Michigan State guy.
Last with the Raiders in 23.
He sure was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What about Clint Kubiak? That might be a name out there that I would be intrigued with.
I'll be curious. I kind of feel like – and we'll ask John because John knows him very well. But I kind of wonder if he's like a year out. If he's going to get interviews but not get – hired yet. We'll talk to John McClain coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.